Hi, I'm Joanne Rideout. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. It's Thursday, March 7th, 2019. We have, 22, almost 30 ships on today's Columbia River ship schedule. That's a lot of ships coming in occasionally. So the ship schedules sort of ebb and flow depending on who's arriving. We have actually, for some reason, a lot of ships coming in to the river right now. It's membership drive time at Coast Community Radio, and I want to thank Sue from Astoria, who pledged earlier. Her husband is a fisherman who's headed out tomorrow. And I wanted to just say a shout out to all those fishing families out there who have family members who are out there crabbing and fishing right now in this cold weather. I was driving by the other day just looking out to sea as I was going across the new Young's Bay Bridge, and I could see lights in the distance on the water. And when you see that, you know that commercial fishermen are out there fishing. They have a bright light on their boats to let other vessels know what they're doing. And it's a sign that our fishermen are out there fishing for the food that we can then buy in the store and order in a restaurant. And so every time you sit down to one of those fabulous fish meals, seafood, any kind of seafood around here, the fresh local wild seafood that we love so much, people have gone out in weather like this to bring it to you. So keep in mind that people really did risk their lives to bring you your dinner. So thank you so much to Sue for supporting us and to her husband and family for being a fishing family in our area. Well, let's see. We have 10 inbound vessels on the ship report today. We have 12 in the Astoria anchorages. That includes Rice Island and a couple of that are out at sea waiting to come into the river. And we have 8 outbounders today. Quick look at our marine weather forecast. We have southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 knots, becoming west 5 to 10 with gusts to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the west 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 5 feet at 14 seconds. Showers are likely, and we do have a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. So if you hear some thunder booming, it's just part of the weather shifting around and pressure changing and all those dynamic things that happen when you live on the edge of a continent like we do, and the weather is coming in from out over the ocean where most of our weather does come from. That's why a lot of our weather forecasts are a little bit iffy. They're sort of a guess because a lot of the weather just comes in off the ocean and there simply isn't all the monitoring and tracking equipment out there that there is on land. So it's always the best educated guess. And as we know, sometimes the forecasts are a little different from what we originally thought they would be. But that's just kind of the charm of life on the coast. Let's take a look at our inbound schedule for the day. We have the Ogna arriving from China. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be arriving in the anchorage at about 3:30 a.m. And a really interesting ship that just went by. We were looking out the window here, our pledge drive crew. The USNS Henry J. Kaiser just went by Astoria a little while ago on her way to Portland to the Swan Island shipyard. She passed here maybe the studio here in Astoria on the hill, maybe about 8:30 inbound, headed for Portland. Now, she's a big, gray, military-looking ship, kind of unusual. It maybe looks a little different from an active-duty vessel, but she's that military kind of battleship gray that we associate with military vessels. So she is a military sealift command vessel. She's owned by the Navy but staffed by civilians, and that's MSC, Military Sealift Command. So we see a lot of these MSC vessels coming into the Columbia and going out of the Columbia. They're home-ported in Portland at the shipyards, at the Swan Island shipyard. So they have kind of a home away from home there, and they rent berths, almost like renting a room in a hotel for your long-term stay. So whenever she comes in here, these vessels come in here, they have a place to stay at the shipyard at Swan Island. So this particular vessel, there are different kinds of vessels. They are in support of active duty vessels. So they're like cargo, fuel vessels, other kinds of things that support the active duty ships that are in the Navy that have soldiers on board. So this one today is what's called a replenishment oiler, and this is really kind of an interesting vessel. It's a cargo ship, but it's also a fuel replenishment vessel. It's like a big floating gas station, so to speak, for the kind of fuel that ships use. So the Henry J. Kaiser can run alongside an active duty vessel at sea while they're underway, and they've put a hose between the two vessels, and the Henry J. Kaiser can fill the tank up on whatever vessel it's running alongside of. And it also can transfer dry cargo back and forth between the other. And so this is a very handy vessel to have. It saves the active duty vessel from having to come into port, which is something that can take days. So if a vessel needs to go somewhere, is on an active duty mission, a replenishment oiler can run alongside and fill them up at sea, give them any supplies they might need. So a very important support role that these ships play to our active duty military vessels. Next is a Sheila Ann. She's arriving from Mexico, headed for the U.S. gypsum plant in Rainier. And I know a little bit about what goes on there. This is a Canadian Shipping Lines vessel. She is picking up gypsum in Mexico from gypsum mines there, bringing it up to the gypsum plant in Rainier on the south side of the river opposite Longview. And these ships are specially designed to be self-loading and unloading. So they don't need cranes on deck. They have a conveyor belt system that is goes down into the hold of the ship and gathers the cargo up and brings it up onto land. It's very fascinating to watch if you're a kind of a geeky person like me, but I got to go to sea on a ship like this back in 2010. It was very, very interesting to watch the whole cargo operation and how cargoes are moved from one place to another, from the inside the ship onto land and vice versa. So these self-unloaders, this is a very specially designed vessel that is used to handle cargoes like gypsum, mineral cargoes, mixed rocks, things like that. They're used in construction. This kind of a ship can be very valuable because it can go somewhere where there isn't any shoreside gear and load and unload cargo. So it makes it very flexible in terms of what it can do. The Ken Say is arriving from Taiwan, headed for the Rice Island anchorage off of a little bit east of Astoria by Rice Island, which is opposite Tongue Point. She'll be arriving there in that anchorage about 11:30 this morning. The Kofco is arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there at about 5:30 p.m. The Limesos Napa is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there about 5:30. The Forest Trader is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington, and she'll be there maybe around midnight, passing Astoria inbound. So about 6 hours later, you might see her in the Vancouver area. The Ike Oldendorf is arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for the U.S. Gypsum for, I think, USG. Looks maybe she's also going to deliver gypsum as well. She's going to Vancouver to pick up weed. I'm sorry. So she's coming in. She's one of our regular handy-sized bulk carriers that come in. That is the workhorse of the fleet of ships that we see on the river. Those handy-sized bulk carriers that are about 600 feet long, they carry the wheat and the corn and the agricultural products and some of the dry mineral products that are the bread and butter of commerce on the Columbia River. Next inbound is the Global Round. She's arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's going to there, I think, to pick up copper concentrate, a mineral cargo. Probably arrive there around midnight, pass Astoria around midnight, get there around 6 a.m. tomorrow. And the Swan is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Longview's anchorage, and she'll be there at about passing Astoria, maybe around 1:30 a.m. inbound. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. It's Pledge Drive. Please give us a call. It's our membership drive. If you love The Ship Report as much as I do, give us a call now, 503-325-0010. Stay with us.